This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado voters will find their November ballots in their mailboxes soon. Today is the first day that clerks can send them out. This is an off-year election, therefore the only statewide voting is for three ballot measures related to state finances. However, many voters will be asked to decide on school board members, city council races, and local ballot questions. Denver's ballot is packed with 13 measures, two dealing with housing issues. Denverite's Desiree Matherin says one proposal would toughen the ban on urban camping.
Ballot Measure 303 would require Denver to respond to homeless encampments quicker and allow residents to sue the city if they're not cleared in a certain amount of time. In another housing initiative, voters will decide whether to repeal a group living amendment.
If that last measure is approved, it would be illegal for more than three unrelated adults to live together in the city. A La Plata County judge has sentenced Mark Redwine to 48 years in prison for killing his 13-year-old son nearly a decade ago. Redwine was convicted of second-degree murder and child abuse in July. Police say he killed his son Dylan in 2012 after the boy confronted him about a set of embarrassing photos. Redwine never admitted guilt and declined to speak today in court. The judge gave him the maximum sentence. 54 degrees, it is raining in Grand Junction, 74 in Fort Collins, and 76 in Denver. This is CPR News.